This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside Russ Collins from the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor. He serves as my co-host for Cinema Chat, and we're glad to talk movies once again with you as we do each Thursday. It's great to see you, Russ.
Yeah, it's good to be here on a winter morning with the winter weekend coming up. So,
have you laid your bets on the Academy Awards yet?
Well, I'm not really a bettor, but I do rely on the odds makers to help in the decision making.
They're right more often than not.
They're quite frequently correct. So, you know, the Oscars are all about momentum, timing, and zeitgeist.
And marketing.
Yeah, sometimes marketing. But, you know, if you think about not always the best picture of the year wins the Oscar. It really is an honor to be nominated, whether it's a performance.
Easy for you to say.
Well,
if you're sitting in that audience and your
right.
name isn't called, it's not so easy.
I'm not a filmmaker and all of that kind of stuff. So, so it's going to be interesting. 1917, the odds makers are putting second behind Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which 1917 was just released. We opened it last week at the State Theater. It is a very interesting film. If you think about Parasite and The Irishman and Joker and Marriage Story and Jojo Rabbit, Ford versus Ferrari and Little Women.
Wouldn't it be fun if one of those smaller and less notable films won?
Yeah, and there's a film, The Farewell, which I think...
With Awkwafina?
Yeah, may have been the best film of the... I really enjoyed that film. Didn't get nominated for much of anything. It's all very interesting, and it's all very surface.
There's a lot of talk about a lack of diversity in both gender and color at the Oscars yet again this year.
That's true. It's not a good year for diversity whatsoever. So Awkwafina, who did win Best Actress Award for comedy for the Golden Globes, did not get nominated for an Academy Award. Cynthia Erivo from Harriet did get nominated. She was the only actor of color that got nominated. So if you think about Jennifer Lopez, who had a film called Hustlers that did really well.
When that came out, they said she'll definitely be nominated.
Absolutely. Song Kang-ho from Parasite, she played the grandmother as well as Awkwafina. Lupita Nyong'o for Us did not get nominated. And Eddie Murphy for Dolomite Is My Name, which has gotten quite a bit of buzz. So anyway, it's kind of too bad, but on one level, it's not unexpected given the dynamics of the Academy Awards. They're trying, but just not succeeding. Greta Gerwig was also not nominated
for best director,
which I think is too bad. She did get nominated for a screenwriting award, so we'll see what happens
there. For her version of Little Women, yeah.
She and Noah Baumbach are a couple, and Noah Baumbach got nominated for Marriage Story, and quite possibly could win, and that would be kind of interesting. I would call up my significant other.
It'd be nice to be a fly on the wall in that apartment late at
yeah,
night. Right?
Absolutely. So anyway, we'll see how things turn out. There'll be a lot more talking about the Academy Awards, but just kind of a ultimate scorecard. Joker got 11 nominations in total. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, The Irishman, and 1917 all got 10 nominations. Jojo Rabbit, Little Women, Marriage Story, and Parasite got 6. Parasite was nominated for Best, what used to be called Foreign Language Film, and Best Picture. There was also a documentary film, that was nominated for Best Foreign Language Film and
Best Documentary.
So,
that's kind of fun.
Yeah, Honeyland was the name of that, which we showed, and it was really terrific. But anyway, we'll see how things develop between now and February 9th.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair sitting alongside Russ Collins. I got to tell you, I am fascinated with this documentary series that brings its latest installment called 63 Up.
That's right. So Michael Apt, who has directed these films every 7 years. So when this Generation Consort was 7 years old, which was in 1963, the first documentary, and then they did 14 Up, and then they did 21 Up, and 28 Up, and all
now
the way
we're
up
to 63 up.
That's right. And I am 63. So this is about you. This is the year I was born, except it takes place in the UK. So it's significantly
different.
But generally
speaking, yeah, I'm sure it's relatable.
Yeah, it's right in the middle of the baby boom. Baby boom started in 46, and then people say it ended in 64.
Which was me.
Yeah, kind of. You're just buried. You're a borderline Gen Xer. Michael Apt not only did these documentary films, but he also did Gorky Park and Gorillas in the Mist, a very wonderful director. And this film's gotten great reviews. 63 Up continues a groundbreaking documentary series with another gently-eyed opening look at the human experience. So go check
that
out.
And it'll be great as a standalone, but if you can get the context of having watched the others, it's that much better.
And you don't particularly need to, other than you know that they followed this consort of folks through the 63 years of their life. So,
well, anything special going on this week?
There's always something special going on in movie world. So
that was kind of a softball, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Thanks for hitting it out of the park.
Yeah, you got it. Well, last night we did Clue. We have this series of mystery films, and we had a theater full of people on a Wednesday night. It was really great. So the late night film this week is Shrek. Next week it's going to be Purple Rain, so you can go see that on Friday at 9:30. We have a wonderful Korean film series called Korean Cinema Now that we've been doing for years and years and years with the NAM Center for Korean Studies at the University of Michigan. Extreme Jobs is the name of this. This is a free screening on Saturday at 1 o'clock. We're really very happy to do those. All My Sons is the National Theater of Great Britain live presentation that we do with the University Musical Society, and that's going to be Sunday at 7 o'clock. We and everybody will be celebrating Martin Luther King Day with a free screening of Selma.
There is no more appropriate movie than that.
Yeah, it's a terrific film directed by Ava DuVernay, and it's fabulous. It's going to be Monday at 7 o'clock. Come on out for that.
Another director that got jobbed by the Academy
that's
Awards.
Right. It's free and open to the public. And then we're Gene Kelly. And actually, Gene Kelly's daughter lives in and around Ann Arbor.
I did not know that.
And so I've gotten to know her over the years. And Gene Kelly's film, An American in Paris, is going to be on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
One of the most famous dance scenes that was ever put on screen.
And it's really a great film. And Gene Kelly is such a wonderfully compelling performer on so many levels. The Center for Japanese Studies is doing a film series on the way that the Japanese filmmakers use the camera. Ugetsu is the film that we're doing on Thursday at 7:30, and that series continues in the weeks to come. So if you haven't seen Little Women, we're still playing it, and go check it out. We've got the Oscar-winning screenplay of Knives Out, which everybody loves. This documentary, Fantastic Fungi.
I can't believe that's still around.
I know. We were going to play it for four screenings, and it just keeps going. People love it, and it's surprising it wasn't nominated.
We're over a month
in now. That's right. It hasn't been nominated for an Academy Award, but it wasn't. 1917, we said, is there. Uncut Gems, which is not an Adam Sandler film, but Adam Sandler's in it. It's really
and
quite
does
compelling.
A spectacular job.
Got just a few more days for Skywalker. And Parasite. You gotta see Parasite. It is the film of the year, as far as I'm concerned. At the commercial theaters, we have Bad Boys for Life, which is Martin Lawrence, and it's gotten some great reviews.
And Will Smith, they're supposed to be very funny.
And Dr. Doolittle is being remade.
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
I'll watch him in anything except Iron Man movies.
Not
so good.
Yeah, we'll see.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair. Thanks for listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Award Central.